Well, what's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's quick video is titled, "My restaurant in Medellin is actually more profitable than the food truck here in Florida." As you guys would know by now, I got a restaurant up and running in Medellin thanks to you guys who helped me out. It was about $2,000 in the past couple of weeks, helping me get the final things I need to get the restaurant properly running in Medellin. I'm currently back here in Florida trying to get the food truck also working here in Florida. And today I had no sales whatsoever. I've been out here for about 5 hours, absolutely nothing, while my restaurant in Medellin is already paying for itself. So go figure. Guys, this is an indication of just how bad here it is in America. Like, the smartest thing I did, other than installing this air condition in the food truck, is going overseas, especially to a Latin American country that really has nothing to do with the Western system, with the Western universe. So this video, guys, is going to be more for a lot of you guys out there who are in the same situation as I am. I think it was TFM who did a live stream earlier today about how bad it is out there for people. A lot of people have been laid off. A lot of people out there are trying to do their own little business. It's gonna get really, really bad. The US dollar is collapsing. I see the US dollar is actually weakening against the Colombian pesos, which actually in a month is going to be good for me because I don't have to send money back to Colombia. Right now I'm sending back a little bit money to Colombia just to get the final things taken care of, but I honestly expect, God willing, of course, that my restaurant will be profitable starting in July. My restaurant in Colombia will be fully operational, has everything it needs, and functional all on its own, and actually paying for itself, where I don't even have to send money back there. But for the time being, guys, it's really bad here in America, dudes. Like, when my Colombian restaurant is making more in American dollars per day than here in America, something is really wrong, guys. Something is really wrong. Like, my plan B, which was to go to Colombia, is now becoming my plan A. Like, in all honesty, dudes, if the insurance company pays me out a couple of grands, or I'm able to sell this food truck for $30,000-$35,000, I'm just gonna take that money and invest it in another restaurant in Colombia. Like, you guys out there watching this video who are struggling in the West, things are getting bad for you, you should have hit the eject button probably by now. Like, hitting the eject button now will kinda save you, but if you wait any longer to hit that eject button, it's gonna be too late, you know? It's like a pilot heading toward the mountain or toward the ground and then trying to, you know, last second hitting the eject button, thinking that he's gonna survive the plane crash, but in reality it's like the plane was doomed, dude. Like, you should have hit the eject button like fucking, you know, after the plane got broke down or got shot, you know? It's the same thing here with you guys watching this video. You know, I was smart enough to know that America will fall. There's nothing I can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. So I hit the eject button at the perfect time. Like one of the guys said here on MGTOW TV, I left DoorDash at the perfect time. I hit the eject button at the perfect time. You guys should have done that by now. Like, the eject button is living overseas, okay? I'm not a fan of becoming a prepper or going off-grid here in America. It's like, my nigger, why do you want to live a very harsh, difficult life when you can hop on a plane and literally 2 hours and 35 minutes. You're in fucking Cartagena, fucking bitches, and living your life. It makes no sense. Like, you guys out there who say, oh, I'm gonna go off grid, I'm gonna get a sleeping bag, I'm gonna get fucking, I don't know, one of those things that clean water, and I'm gonna get MREs for emergency food. It's like, why? Why? Hop on a plane, go to fucking Colombia. I know some of you guys are gonna say, yo, Amr, Colombia is unsafe, right? Remember when that guy took out a knife and wanted to stab you with it a couple of videos ago? Alright, go to Uruguay. Go to Paraguay. Like, Uruguay, Paraguay, you know, they're down south. You know, they're nestled in the mountains. I think Uruguay is called the Switzerland of Latin America. They're like 90% white people, which America isn't anymore. So, for all of you guys out there, you need to start looking at fucking Latin America, dudes. Like, for real, for real. Like, all this stuff you hear about cartels and shit. Okay, look. Yeah, Mexico is dangerous. Yeah, Colombia can be dangerous. But if you know where to stay, you will be fine, dudes. It's not like they're waiting for your dumbass to hop off a plane to kill you, rob you, murder you, okay, guys? And again, go to Europe if you want, like, absolute safety. You don't want to see melanated people. Go to Uruguay. Go to Paraguay. I hear Argentina is cleaning itself up. Whatever the case is, guys, you need to start, honestly, looking overseas, okay? Like, it's GG for America. Like, I'm really hoping somebody buys this truck. Like, if somebody offers me $35,000 to buy this truck, that's enough for me to open 3, maybe 4 restaurants in Colombia, okay, guys? Now, the mistake I made, which really isn't a mistake, but it is what it is that I'm not making that much money here in America because, again, people don't have money. People can't afford to eat out, you know? Fortunately, we own the truck. We own the land the truck is on. I'm actually at an event today. You know, we were supposed to have people come over, but nobody showed up at the food truck. It was a ghost town. Again, people don't have money to eat. You know, they'll spend money on psychedelics, on drugs, on alcohol, but they won't spend it on food, even though, you know, our food is decently priced and they get a lot of money. People just don't have the money to, like, eat out a decent food. They'd rather go to McDonald's or Sonic, you know, get something greasy, unhealthy for like $10. But it is what it is, guys. It is what it is, what it is. So, again, guys, the best decision I did, other than getting this air conditioner for the truck here in Florida, would be going off to Colombia and setting up a business there. My plan B, which was Colombia, is now my plan A. So I'm gonna start focusing on, once I get this restaurant properly up and running, God willing, within this month, I'm gonna legitimately focus on Colombia rather than America, okay, guys? If I can sell this truck, that would be the best thing to happen to me. Sell this truck, take that 30, 35K, invest it in Colombia, and that's it, I'm done. But the point of this video that I'm trying to get to you guys, and hopefully you guys out there have actually gotten that point, is that it's over for America. If you get laid off from your job, it's over. Your only other option is to open your own business. And I'm telling you, as a small business owner, you pretty much stand no chance. And maybe, just maybe, this is God's way of telling you to get the fuck out of the West, fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and tie ladyboys. Peace!